Hello, everyone. This is pertaining to my podcast, and I thought about things, and I've decided to keep my podcast entirely spiritual. That is the reason that I started this podcast originally, based on a spiritual book that I had written and that I published in 2014. This podcast went through segments and chapters in my book that I've read and that I've also applied some uplifting, encouraging words at the very end of my readings. So I started this podcast in for spiritual upliftment, and I'm going to keep it that way. So I just wanted to come on and let you guys know that there were three episodes in this podcast that I removed, which did not pertain to the spiritual. Did not pertain to the Holy Trinity, in which I'm a Christian, and the podcast is centered around that, based on God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And what helped me also decide and solidify my decision to keep it entirely spiritual is something that I read this morning by Dr. Charles Stanley. And let me just read this to you guys. The name of it is of this segment, or this these few chapters in this handbook, is titled Witnessing with the Right Attitude. So let me read this. And this is by Dr. Charles Stanley. And let me begin. He wrote, "Sharing our faith is an important part of the Christian life. That is the way others come to know Jesus Christ. But how are we to communicate this good news? Often when the Lord opens a door for a spiritual conversation, we're unsure what to say and wonder if our message will be rejected. What's more, if the other person is a family member or coworker, we may worry that being forthright about our beliefs will strain the relationship. When Paul came to the city of Corinth, he came, quote, in weakness and in fear and in much trembling, end quote. And that's in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 3. But his concern was for the people's salvation, not for himself. He didn't try to manipulate the Corinthians into receiving Christ as Savior, nor did he try to impress them with his knowledge and wisdom. He came in humility, fully relying on the Holy Spirit's power to save lost souls. That's exactly how we should approach witnessing, by getting our mind off ourselves and trusting the Lord to use us in our fear and weakness. So let's stop focusing on how we might be perceived or whether we're rejected. Instead, remember that as we share the gospel, God will save those who are lost." So that helped me solidify my decision to keep this podcast entirely spiritual, as it has been from the very beginning. You can go back and read all of the segments and episodes that I have published in this podcast, which was based from readings in the book that I published. And I really hope you enjoyed that and you know, get some takeaways from it. So I will keep this entirely spiritual, and I will come back in my next episode also with something encouraging, uplifting, and spiritual in nature. So please feel free to listen to the different episodes. I'm sure you'll get something from it. And that is the meaning and reason for this podcast that I started. And I'm going to keep it that way. So I removed three episodes that did not relate to this. Okay, so love, peace, and in Christ, you guys. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening. And I will come back and talk and chat with you later. Love, peace, and in Christ again. Bye.